LD 690, an act to amend the laws governing the transfer of prisoners to other states. Representative Chapman, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Senator Mason and Representative Plummer, members of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. My name is Ralph Chapman. I represent House District 37, 6 Coastal Hancock County Towns. LD 690 seeks to make an improvement to main correction system by fixing a problem and reducing costs. The intent is to minimize unintended consequences caused by out-of-state prisoner transfers. The reduction in family contact for an out-of-state prisoner can disrupt the rehabilitation process, making it more difficult for the prisoner to achieve a successful reentry into society after release. Enhancing rehabilitation reduces recidivism and the associated costs. Importantly, I note that the purpose of the state's correction system is not merely to hold separate from free society those convicted of crimes, but also to facilitate, to the extent possible, their rehabilitation and successful reentry into society. One measure of that success would be a reduction in the recidivism rate. Studies show that the successful transition back into society is enhanced by support networks, especially from the family of the incarcerated. Transferring prisoners out of state often presents a major interference in the ability of the family to maintain meaningful contact, such as through visitation. As written, LD 690 invokes the use of the court system as an independent third party to monitor the legitimacy of out-of-state placements. A third party helps protect both the prisoner from potential abuse and the Department of Corrections from potential blame in contentious decisions. But finally, I am pleased to note that the Department of Corrections has been working collaboratively with interested parties to establish policies to correct these problems with out-of-state transfers that inspired this bill. And it is my understanding that the department prefers policies solution rather than a legislative solution. Because my primary interest is in helping solve problems rather than working to enact laws, I support their efforts in the direction they have taken. Therefore, the committee may find it useful to use LD 690 as a vehicle for revisiting the issue perhaps in a year and reviewing the success of the department's new policies regarding out-of-state transfers. I'd like to summarize the two key points here. One is that the prison system is a system and it does not start at the beginning of the incarceration and end at the release. It's a system that involves, importantly, rehabilitation during the period of incarceration that allows for successful reentry after release. And for that reason, I think it's an important matter to consider the transfer, the out-of-state transfer issue. And secondly, the major point is that the Department of Corrections, to my knowledge, agrees with me on this and is trying to make these changes through policy rather than through law. And I'm pleased to announce that, to my knowledge, there's no contention on the issue. I'm happy to address any questions you may have, and thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Representative Haskell.
Thank you, Representative Chapman, for bringing the bill forward, and I do appreciate your comments. And I know there's a broader issue if you look across the country. I think we all have had, at least in this committee, have had an interest in being sure that rehabilitation and reentry was facilitated and housing opportunities are one of the best ways to do that. And I was just wondering if there were specific numbers or specific cases which precipitated this, or whether this was just a broader concern over the policy of having people out of state.
Yes, thank you, Representative Haskell, for your question. The best person to answer that will follow me.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Representative Palmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Chapman, I appreciate your willingness to work with the department. We do have the bill in front of us now. The bill does offer an out that a judicial process could, in fact, move somebody against their will. Do you believe there's ever a time in an emergency basis when for the safety of the prisoner or safety of other prisoners, that it is necessary for the commissioner or the warden of the facility to make that move on an instant basis. It has to happen now. It has to happen at 2 o'clock in the morning so that other inmates aren't aroused by this or whatever. Do you believe there's ever a time when that's necessary?
Representative Plummer, I suspect that that's the current system that you just described. I have no reason to think that that might not be necessary on some occasion. The proposed bill would not have prevented that. More nearly, it's a matter of looking for a mechanism to ensure that an out-of-state placement did not become an indefinite out-of-state placement. I'm assuming that all out-of-state placements are conducted by the department for legitimate purposes, for a good reason, but this provided a mechanism to ensure that there would be at least a review of the case if in case it was not.
Thank you.
Questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any co-sponsors who wish there's
no.